Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
This is America on the Road, named best radio show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 32nd year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nierad, and with me is co-host Chris Teague, back from illness last week, but still a bit under the weather. Chris, how's your Easter week going?
It's going great, Jack. I'm happy to finally see some temperatures here above 60 degrees so we can get outside and enjoy things. How about you guys? How are things going?
A little tougher here because we lost our dog of 17 years this week, Chris, but you've gone through that and you know how difficult that is, but we'll tough through it. It is Easter week, so that's a positive sign. And of course, that is also New York Auto Show week. So we have a lot of news from both Easter week and Auto Show week for you. Of course, Easter in Moab, Utah is one of the biggest off-road gatherings each year. So both Ford and Jeep are showing concept vehicles there. There are several new models introduced in and around the New York show. And we'll tell you about cool vehicles from Kia, Toyota, Mercedes-Benz, and Audi coming up. Used car buyers might be in for a price shock, and it has nothing to do with tariffs, but of course we'll have the latest auto tariff news for you too. It's one jam-packed show, isn't it, Chris?
They all have been lately. It's been very exciting.
Yeah, more exciting maybe than we need. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my just-released new book, Only One Thing Stays the Same, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury, so imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at drivingtoday.com/auto insurance. That's drivingtoday.com/auto-insurance. Well, as you longtime listeners of the show know, Chris lives at one end of the country. I live at the other. Each week we get together to talk about cars, the car industry, and how you can have some fun with your car. Chris, what is your vehicle to test this week?
I spent the week behind the wheel of the 2025 Jeep Wrangler 4xe. I can't wait to tell you all about it.
I'm looking forward to that review. Very appropriate for Moab Week. My test vehicle is the 2025 Lucid Gravity. And you'll be amazed at that thing. When we have a great guest for you, too. Melvin Bautista is product manager at Hyundai and expert on the all-new 2026 Hyundai Palisade SUV. I got a chance to talk with him about that at a preview of the New York Auto Show a little earlier, and so I think you'll enjoy what he told me. So we have plenty of show for you this week. Stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road with plenty of automotive news. Thanks for being with us.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single-line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Lowe's knows member-only doorbuster deals make SpringFest savings even better. Right now, rewards members can get three 19.3-ounce Bonnie Plants vegetables and herbs for just $10. Plus, save $50 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill, now $149. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 4-7, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location, subject to change, while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples prints it all.
Oh, you bet. Posters, banners.
Can you print it all for Mother's Day?
Oh, of course. Photo gifts like canvas prints, photo puzzles.
Can you print it all for graduation?
Sure can. Custom cards and invites.
Can you print a huge banner with the grad's picture?
Oh, definitely.
Even an embarrassing baby picture?
Oh, those are the best kind.
I know, right?
Print it all for moms and grads at Staples. And right now, get 40% off custom cards, invites, and photo gifts. N75 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road with Christine Jackie Rad with you. And we have a jam-packed show this week with automotive news, including stuff from the Easter Jeep Safari and what's going on in Moab, Utah. Also includes Ford Motor Company products and the New York Auto Show all in one. And then tariff news. Oh, man, we've got a ton of stuff to talk about. But let's talk about these various vehicles. I mean, Jeep shows a ton of concepts. I got a preview of that. You probably did too, Chris, a little earlier before the show. So many concepts, it's hard to even talk about them all. You know, there is a 4xe concept built on the Wrangler platform. The Jeep Rewind concept, so that's a nostalgic look at the Wrangler, drawing on the 1980s style. I love the fact that 1980s is nostalgic. Seems new to me. There is the Wrangler 4xe blueprint concept. Do you have a favorite among the Jeep concepts here?
I can't remember the name of it. It was the Gladiator, one of the Gladiator concepts that I really liked.
Maybe the high top honcho.
That was it. Yep. Yes. So my thing about this year's concepts is that I love that they're a lot of them are looking back. So they're all a lot of them are retro styled, and right. Jeep has done that a lot in past years. But this year, most of them seem to be sort of this vintage look, which I love.
Yeah, I like that too. Do you think it's kind of overkill, though? I mean, I kind of would like to see one or two just really cool vehicles as opposed to such a plethora of these vehicles. I think they kind of get lost in the sea, right?
Yeah, I agree. They're cool vehicles, but I'd like to see, as you say, you know, like maybe a more production-ready vehicle with some aftermarket parts that we could buy. You know, you can't go buy some of these concepts, even though they look really cool. So I'd love to see that, but they are neat.
Yeah, I mean, nobody asked me, but I'd kind of maybe spread these out through the year, too, if you're going to do this many vehicles. Maybe you get more publicity if you spread them out a little bit, but it's not up to me. Ford has some cool stuff, too, on the Bronco, the Arches Edition and the Cliffhanger, also at Moab. They, you know, they're dueling 4x4 kind of stuff going on with the what's going on at Moab. Of course, Moab and Easter Week is a major week there. Do you have a favorite among the Fords? I know you're a Bronco fan.
I do like the two-door Bronco Raptor concept. Is that the Cliffhanger? I think that's
it is. What that one is. It is.
I get mixed up with all the names, but yeah, I think that one looks cool. If we actually see that one on sale, I'd be happy.
It has details inspired by local petroglyphs and rock art. So, I mean, you don't see that on every car.
These are pretty niche. I realize Moab is like internationally recognized as an off-road spot, but like some of these touches are like you'd have to be pretty deep into the off-road scene to understand some of this stuff.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of those people are, actually. Kia's showing a bunch of cool stuff at the New York show, including the American version of its EV4. Maybe this promised low-buck all-electric vehicle that is coming to the marketplace. I'm not sure about the timing of that. They're also unveiling the 2026 K4 hatchback, which I think is a nice addition to the K4 line. I think we like the K4 line anyway, but I think the hatchback is the more utilitarian of the two and maybe cooler looking too. I mean, what's your take on these two?
I'm happy to see Kia still dedicated to making small cars. I mean, the K4 is far from the affordable models that Kia released in like the 90s, but it's still one of the more affordable models on sale today. And the EV4, you know, it looks cool. None of us have driven one of them yet, but I was excited. The EV6 is fantastic. So if the 4 lives up to that, I think we'll be in good shape.
Yeah, one of the cool things about the EV4 is the base model is supposed to have something like 330 miles of all-electric range. You're a guy with an all-electric car, so you know that's a pretty good number and it makes life a little easier. Also, can fast charge from 10 to 80% in about 30 minutes, 29 minutes. So you got to look at your watch to make sure that's going on. I think maybe it's not the most propitious time to introduce a new EV, but it's encouraging.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm excited to see these models come out. I think the market has changed since they started developing some of these vehicles. The political situation has certainly changed. So I'm interested to see where these end up in the next year or two in terms of sales numbers.
Yeah. Let's talk about something maybe near and dear to your heart is the Toyota GR models introduced, or at least shown. I think they introduced them actually at the Long Beach Grand Prix, very close to me, fairly recently. But now showing them off in New York, the GR Supra Mark V Final Edition. That sounds kind of ominous. And the GR 86 Yazoo Special Edition. Takes on those, Chris?
I'm a Toyota fan. We've known this since the beginning of time. I think these special editions are great. I think it's a shame, you know, we're losing the Supra as the final edition, whatever we're going to see. But these cars are cool. They make them in exceedingly small numbers, and I'm not sure they're worth the price given that there's not a ton of performance upgrade unless you really just want that last Supra.
Yeah. It has yellow paint, the Zuzu, Yuzu, I'm sorry, the Yuzu yellow paint. So that's maybe one reason to buy. It certainly will stand out. Like you say, it doesn't seem like there's a ton of enthusiast equipment added to this stuff, but fairly cool. Here's something I think any automotive journalist can really get behind, and maybe nobody else gives a heck about, is the 2026 Mercedes-AMG E53 Hybrid Wagon, Performance Wagon. Huzzah, huzzah, according to auto journalists, that's coming to the U.S. market. 3-liter inline six turbo engine with 577 horsepower, a station wagon with 577 horsepower, and can go up to 604 horsepower with the race start feature, which what every station wagon needs. Chris, thoughts?
Oh, of course I'm excited, Jack, very much so. The E63 S wagon, which was the range-topping model, I'm not sure that they're making it this year, was always one of my sort of unobtainable dream cars. They only make like 150 of them a year or something. But an E53 with that sort of power, I mean, those are big numbers, Jack.
Big numbers, absolutely. And big numbers out of the electric motor. 161 horsepower electric motor. You don't see that kind of electric motor power in a lot of these hybrids, but that is pretty cool, and I can't wait till that comes to market. It's amazing to me it is, but it is, at least as of now, depending on tariff talk that we'll talk about in a little bit. Audi is bringing in the new A6 sedan. It's going to debut with what Audi says are notable differences from its global counterpart. It's going to launch later this year with a 3-liter V6 engine producing 362 horsepower, which is nothing to sneeze at, a 7-speed dual-clutch trans, and quattro all-wheel drive. It will not have mild hybrid technology at launch, interestingly enough. I'm curious as to how you feel about this. It strikes me that Audi is telling us about a lot of stuff that it won't have versus a bunch of stuff it will.
Yeah, my guess is the mild hybrid or any sort of electrification would be reserved for like the S or the RS model, which will probably come later on. The new A6 looks great. They claim that it's more aerodynamic than the R8 supercar from a few years ago. So definitely some changes there. And you know, hopefully the Audi interior lives on. They always have done a good job with their cabin finishes.
Yeah. Let's talk about used cars. A lot of people are looking at used cars right now. There's a problem there, though. Used car inventory has dropped pretty significantly. It's down to 2.1 million units on the ground, so that's available to buy, versus 2.18 million just a month ago. We're going to see this for a while because we're seeing the remnants of what happened in COVID and when they shut down auto factories. I mean, those new cars not built back then are not used cars now, right? I mean, this is going to lead to higher used car prices, I think. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, I agree. You know, these things, we talked about these things in like 2021, 2022, and now we're kind of feeling the tail end of the effects of that. And I think it's probably going to continue too. I mean, consumer confidence is not the highest right now. People are hearing about higher prices, even if they haven't started yet. I think that we're going to see people holding on to their used cars a little bit longer.
Right. Well, as we're talking with each other, there might be some relief on the tariff front. We'll have to see what happens on that. But that seems to be somewhat of a fluid situation as those negotiations continue. So we'll see what happens there. As I think we predicted, it probably won't be as dire as many have suggested it could be. We will have two very interesting road test vehicles. Again, remind us of the vehicle you'll be road testing, Chris.
The 2025 Jeep Wrangler 4xe.
And I was road testing a fascinating vehicle called the 2025 Lucid Gravity, a battery electric SUV from Lucid Motors. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road with Chris Teague. This is Jack Red back with you, and we're so glad you're with us. We do appreciate it. We're so glad Chris is back with us after a week not being with us under the weather, but now back somewhat above the weather, but maybe not 100%. But we have kind of an electrifying couple of vehicles to talk about here. You were driving a Jeep Wrangler 4xe. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure the 4xe is as electrifyingly exciting as the Lucid sedan that you drove, but this is definitely a nicer one of the Wranglers for me. I think I like this one the best out of the group. But this is the 2025 Jeep Wrangler 4xe. This is their plug-in hybrid variant. I tested the Willys trim, which is kind of a mid-range throwback to the early days of Jeep as it was a military vehicle. You can get into the regular Wrangler, Jack, for around $34,000. To get into the 4xe, though, you have to spend $51,000 at a minimum. My Willys was just under $65,000 with some options. So before I go too far, what do you think of the 4xe, the new Wrangler in general, and the price?
I mean, I love the 4xe concept. I love doing I love plug-in hybrids. I think auto journalists like plug-in hybrids almost as much as they like station wagons, right? And the general market doesn't care for them all that much, although I think the 4xe is the best-selling plug-in hybrid out there. It's a lot to like about it from a driving standpoint. I think there have been some issues quality-wise.
Yeah, they've definitely seen some recalls and some issues, but getting into the performance here, you get a turbocharged 2.0-liter four-cylinder engine, you get two electric motors and a 17-kilowatt-hour battery. That produces 375 combined horsepower and 470 pound-feet of torque. So, Jack, you get a beefy amount of torque out of these electric motors, which, as you know, for off-roading is excellent because you need that low-speed torque to get up and over rocks and obstacles, which I did not do during my week with the vehicle, but knowing that I could was very confidence-inspiring. Four-wheel drive comes standard, and you get an 8-speed automatic transmission. Now, since this is a plug-in hybrid and not a regular standard hybrid, you get 22 miles of electric range. I was able to get about 17 out of this vehicle, Jack, and that's just in-town driving, so I think it may be a little bit different if you were driving maybe slower speeds than I was. I'm not really sure, but I think that may be a little generous. What I'll say here about the driving experience, Jack, is that it feels very quick. It feels very torquey. 470 pound-feet is nothing to sneeze at. My issue with this powertrain, and I want to get your opinion on this, is that it feels like there's too much going on underneath it. So when you're in the electric drivetrain mode and you switch to gas and back and forth, there's some clunkiness, some noise, and some jerkiness too. Did you ever experience that driving this vehicle?
I think I have, and you know, that's one of the issues that I think a lot of plug-in hybrids seem to have, it's less seamless. Maybe that's the nicest way to put it than it. I think we'd like it to be. It's just, as you say, there's a bit of clunkiness to it, depending on where you are in the throttle and all of that.
Yeah, you definitely are aware that there's something going on between the gas and electric powertrain components there, but nothing that's nothing that you can't live with, nothing that is so disruptive that it, you know, totally ruins the driving experience. And I will say that Jeep, when it redesigned the Wrangler in 2024, the new ride quality of the new Jeep is much better than the last one. You're still not looking at the most well-behaved on-road driving experience possible, but it's much better than it was. Inside, the Willys comes with cloth upholstery. You can get leather and some other finishes inside depending on the trim. You get heated seats, a heated steering wheel. Those are optional features with this. It's part of the reason why the price is a little bit higher than some other configurations. You also get a heated steering wheel, as I said. Everything is leather wrapped, so the gear shifter lever, the dash, and the steering wheel. So you get a nicer feeling interior here than if you just had cloth, but this is still a pretty basic experience inside. So you can get it dirty and hose it out and things. So not really going to be an interior that you have to baby. All Wranglers now come with a 12.3-inch touchscreen. It runs Uconnect infotainment, which is fantastic. We've talked about that several times in the past, Jack. It has plenty of features. It's very responsive. It's easy to use. And you get the off-road pages here. So you get, you know, vehicle yaw positioning controls and things like that. You also get an 8-inch digital gauge cluster, wireless smartphone mirroring, and a full suite of advanced safety features here. So you get blind spot monitoring, rear cross traffic alerts, forward collision warnings. Jack, I think the price here is out of my range. I think that if I was looking at a Wrangler, I would look at one of the cheaper ones that I could bash on in the woods and not really feel like I was going to lose an expensive toy at that point. But I think if you can pay for it, the all-electric range and the added torque is a definitely a great benefit to have here.
Yeah, I think it's cool too. Again, it's at what price, right? I think you identify the big issue there. And I'm not sure the price is going to entice a lot of people, but I think a lot of people who go off-road also like the idea of some electric environmental driving. So why not try that?
I will say, or I should say, that you do have eligibility for up to $7,500 of the federal tax credits here. But again, that could change.
And speaking of not knowing what the future will bring, let's talk about the 2025 Lucid Gravity. Lucid has a great luxury sedan in the Air sedan, and very, very cool. One of the coolest vehicles I've driven even recently in the last several years, but there's not just that big market there. In the Gravity, they want to fuse the high-end performance, passenger comfort, and everyday practicality of the that vehicle into this new three-row SUV. It has aerodynamic styling, a three-row layout that's actually a pretty good three-row, and just a potent electric powertrain. So all of that stuff is good. But in some ways, as I will elucidate in this review, having just come off the Lucid Motors event that introduces, there's some signs of this still being a work in progress. And I'm not sure everybody wants to buy a work in progress. I think maybe you own one or are leasing one right now in your own household, Chris, from another manufacturer, much more major than Lucid. But Lucid's going to offer the Gravity in two trims, Touring and Grand Touring. The base model is expected to start around $80,000. I was driving a Grand Touring trim, and the sticker that they gave us was $127,150 with the option packages. So not an inconsiderable sum, three row. You kind of winced. You can't see that on the radio, but tell me about your initial reaction to all this.
Yeah, I hope that they're able to get the more affordable models to market quicker than they did with the Air sedan. And I realized that they were a brand new business at that point in time. But $127,000, $130,000 car, I mean, come on. I mean, we need something a little bit better than that. I realize that these are super high-end vehicles, but it's hard to get excited about that, despite the what will probably be a very nice vehicle with excellent performance.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It is all of that. Yeah, you kind of summed it up. I mean, this is a nice, fairly compact vehicle for a three-row, and yet the interior space is really good. And the three-row seating positions, it's basically two up front, a bench seat for three, and then two in the back, which I think is a pretty good configuration, except you don't have a pass-through to get in there, and you don't separate your kids necessarily in the three-row, second row, but it's nice. A nice thing. It folds flat to the second row. And the third row is very usable, so I like that. It also has a big front trunk, 8.1 cubic feet, and you can also sit in it. You can sit in it with kind of the hood over you, so I guess if it's raining, you can watch that soccer game, and it'll be swell for you there. Let's talk about power here, because it's stupendous. 828 horsepower, 909 pound-feet of torque. This thing can go from 0 to 60 in 3.4 seconds, at least that's what Lucid claims. So that's super fast. And then it has all kinds of high zoot stuff like air suspension adjustable ride height. It has four-wheel steering. I mean, kind of loaded for bear all the way around. It weighs over 6,000 pounds, but you wouldn't know it actually from the driving demeanor of this vehicle. It drives very, very nicely and a lot like a sports sedan. And then they hinted at stuff. They gave us a chance to drive one of these vehicles with their terrain mode, although it wasn't really installed in the test car we had. It was installed in a kind of prototype vehicle that we got to drive on a kind of rudimentary off-road course, kind of flat and kind of not very challenging. Of course, you're driving on summer tires on this thing, so kind of crazy. But it was interesting to me how much this seemed to be, as I say, a work in progress, Chris.
That's interesting because, you know, we've been talking about the gravity for at least 3 years now. I think it's been a while since we first heard about this.
It was introduced at the LA show in 2023.
Oh, yeah. So this is the third year. But, so your view is that the test vehicle or the prototype were the work in progress? I guess I'm not...
All of it.
All of it. Well,
the test vehicle was definitely a work in progress. Let me dive into that. I mean, it has very cool ability to charge, 437 miles of range. But let me talk about the work in progress stuff, because Apple CarPlay was supposed to be in this vehicle. I mean, that was a big shortfall with Lucid Motors and I think Rivian and some others that didn't have Apple CarPlay. But it was not installed in the test car and not functional. They say it's coming. The navigation system just kind of quit working every now and then, especially when you got an incoming phone call, things like that. And wow. I think it had a difficulty when you were out of cell range, which shouldn't happen really in a dedicated navigation system. And then the Dream Drive 2 driver assistance system, which promises to be really, really cool. I mean, they have... I think 12 cameras, a couple radars, a LiDAR, all kinds of stuff. That wasn't installed either, and you couldn't test that. So, you know, a lot of difficulty with things being based in the touchscreen. For example, to open the glove box, you have to go into a menu and then find another menu and then push a button. So that's frustrating. This is such a cool vehicle. I just wish it was 100% operational and ready to go, but it just doesn't seem to be at this point.
You think they'll get there before the release date?
I'm hoping so. I mean, they've already sold some. They're going to sell some more. So they promise a lot of stuff with over-the-air updates. But, I really do like this vehicle. I think it's an advance in so many ways. And yet there's some things that lead me to go, well, I've got to step back a little bit and not really recommend this until more of this stuff is sorted out. I think that's only fair. Well, when we come back, we will have Melvin Bautista. He's a product planner at Hyundai. He's an expert on the all-new 2026 Hyundai Palisade SUV that was introduced at the New York show.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
What up, fellow Gen Xers? Elizabeth Banks here. As the original Latchkey Kids, we took things into our own hands, like house keys and video game controllers. And now it's time for us to do it again, because the recommended age to get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. We're at over 6 times greater risk compared to adults under 50. So go to VaxAssist.com and schedule. Gen X, this is our shot. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jack, we'll be right back with you. We have a terrific guest and, you know, a preview look at something that's very, very cool, the all-new Hyundai Palisade. I think this is the 26 model year, right?
Yes, 2026.
Yeah. With me is Melvin Batista. Thanks so much for being with us. We do appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
Product expert on this, product planning guy at Hyundai. Walk us through from the very high level, what's going on with this?
Yeah, so we have the all-new Palisade. It's fully redesigned inside and out. It's an overall larger vehicle compared to the previous Palisade in every facet, from exterior and interior dimensions. We really focused on a lot of family-oriented convenience features on the vehicle, uncompromised safety, as well as practical technology.
Mm-hmm. Making it bigger was a customer demand, right, or at least a want versus the old vehicle.
Yes.
Talk about how you accomplished that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, specifically in the United States, you know, our customers were asking for more size. They wanted more legroom, more space inside their vehicles, larger vehicles overall. So we've really tried to deliver on that, whether it be the exterior size as well as the interior dimension increase as well. Mm-hmm.
So longer wheelbase and longer overall, right?
Yeah, it's about a 2.5 inch overall length increase, and it's about 2.7 on the wheelbase. So much larger, attributing to the interior spaciousness.
Talk about how the increased wheelbase helps, because it's more than just a couple inches, right? I mean, a couple inches doesn't seem like a lot to people, yeah. But in a vehicle, it is a lot, number
yes.
one. Almost, this is almost 3 inches, I guess, we're talking about. And it aids things like getting in and out. And that kind
yeah,
of
yeah, definitely. You know, the wheelbase, definitely, as you mentioned, you know, 1 or 2 inches is a pretty dramatic increase when you talk about it in vehicles. But really where it really attributes to is really getting in and out of the vehicle, really the rear, the second row space, getting in and out. There's a lot more space between, the wheel well as well as the seating to be able to get in and out of the vehicle. So overall, you'll see that benefit mainly in the second and third rows.
Mm-hmm. Let's start with powertrain, because you have really interesting powertrains this time around, new V6 and a hybrid. Walk us through that.
Yeah, we have a standard on the Palisade. We have an all-new 3.5-liter V6 that delivers 287 horsepower. In addition to that, we also have an all-new hybrid powertrain where it's a 2.5 turbo, where it's actually estimated at about 329 horsepower. So great blend of power and efficiency that you get with the hybrid, as well as on the V6.
Interesting to me that you have a new V6, because we don't see many new V6s. The V6s we see in the marketplace are kind of remnants of,
yes.
of V6s from a generation or two ago. Tell us the rationale for an all-new V6.
Yeah, you know, what we really wanted to deliver was, some of our customers, you know, a lot of vehicles in the segment today are four-cylinder turbo engines.
Yeah.
They've all kind of gone to that just because of the fuel economy and emission requirements. But what we really wanted to do was give our customers that option of a V6 engine, which delivers more power, better torque, better towing capacity, to really give them that capability that they're looking for in their Palisade. At the same time, we also have a much more efficient vehicle if they're into that.
Yeah, a lack of complication with the V6, right? I mean, it's pretty tried and true type of design.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It's a much more traditional, much more accepted powertrain, especially in the larger vehicles. But yeah, it just delivers much more capability and power.
Yeah, and towing. And towing is fairly important for this vehicle, right?
Yeah, we actually, towing is important, we found, especially in this segment. Our V6 offers 5,000 pounds of towing capacity. Our hybrid offers 4,000 pounds. But one of the other cool things I'll mention is we've actually integrated a factory-installed tow hitch that we have available mm-hmm. on our vehicles to really help promote the adventurous lifestyle, whether it be putting lifestyle hitches and putting, you know, bike racks or, you know, towing boats or motorhomes
right.
in the back as well.
Well, and the beauty of it, too, is a literal beauty. I mean, it's hidden. You can't see that it's there, and yet a couple of screws, I guess, and you can access
exactly.
it.
Exactly, and that was one of the main things, is really giving that convenience to the customer if it's needed, right? Because they're all not going to use the tow hitch, but to know that it's there, we're hoping that it'll kind of help enhance their lives and bring a lot of things with them.
Yeah. This is a family vehicle, three rows. I think seats up to eight, depending on the configuration. Many of them are seven-seaters with captain's chairs in the second row.
Yes.
So walk us through the interior, because there's a lot of so many great features about the accommodation.
I think as soon as you walk in, one of the biggest things, obviously, with the new design of the vehicle, you'll see there's a big focus on some of the sophisticated materials, simplified in a way that gives it kind of a furniture kind of experience when you're kind of in your living room, where you have a lot of nice touches, a lot of nice colors, a lot of nice materials around there. But yeah, we have that. They've really enhanced the first, second, and third row occupant, just the feeling of it inside. But there's also several convenience features that are really geared towards family and convenience. One of the cool things we're offering is front and second row relaxation seats, where it gives it a little bit more adjustment, if you will. On the long drives, you need to take a rest, you pull over, you're able to recline kind of like a recliner chair, basically.
Yeah,
the cushions tip up and gives
you
a little bit more.
Yeah, my wife would love that in the front passenger seat, be able to recline and relax as I'm driving along. White knuckling it for the way I'm driving, so that would be terrific. Big displays in this thing. Walk us through the display and infotainment
system.
It's a
panoramic curved display where it's got about 25 inches. It's got dual 12-inch displays. So the digital instrument cluster as well as the navigation screen are both over 12 inches.
Yeah. But looking at them, I don't know that you'd say it's two units. It's very well integrated, right?
One panoramic glass piece that's on there. That really gives it a nice kind of modern feel to it. And really, you can kind of see, it gives it kind of a living room kind of esque integrated TV into the dash.
Yeah, as opposed to, perching something somewhere else on the dash.
Yeah.
Also, it's kind of covered within the shell, right? I mean, there is a kind of a glare cover for it.
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely covered a little bit, so it does try to prevent glare, during the daytime with light going in. But really just gives it a nice positioning where it's kind of a little bit below eye level so that you can keep your eyes on the road at the same time looking down at your important things.
How about like seat controls and those kind of things? Where are those? Talk about that. I think there's quite elaborate seat controls,
right? There is an overkill on amount of switches and controls that you can have, especially with the seating adjustments. So, obviously, with the first, second, and third row seats being full power adjustable, there are adjustable seats within each respective seating area. But in addition to that, there's two cool things. So one of them is on the actual head unit. You're able to adjust the second and third row seats. You're able to fold them down. You're able to activate the heated and ventilated seats.
Yeah. And there's a big graphic. You can really see what that looks like.
Yeah, it's a very intuitive graphic that gives you the adjustments as needed. But in addition to that, there's also, you can control the second and third row seats from the cargo area. There's a series of switches that you can control as well, whether it's adjusting the recline or just sliding it forward a little bit to get some additional cargo space.
Yeah, and there is quite a bit of adjustability to that, right? Number one, it strikes me the rear cargo area, even with all three rows in use, it's pretty big. Refresh me as to the number. It's like 19 cubic feet or something like that.
Yeah, so one of the things, the SAE approved measurement for the cargo area is 19 cubic feet. But because of the ability to slide the third row seats forward a little bit, it actually maximizes to over 21 cubic feet. So you're able to pick up a little bit of space in the cargo area while also...
Like if you had small children in the third row, you could move them out. We wouldn't have to worry about leg room at all and
exactly
deal with that. And at the same in the same way, you can increase legroom for the third row passenger, I think, by moving the second row up.
Absolutely. Again, just the adjustability of all the seats gives you that flexibility of whether it's cargo or getting more passenger space, legroom or whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the vehicle that's right behind us, which is the XRT version of this, which is all new. This is the kind of the Hyundai off-road nomenclature, right? XRT.
Yes.
Give us the high hard ones on this.
Yeah, so basically, for the Palisade, we're extending our current XRT kind of platform to where now we're extending it to a pro level. So the Palisade is going to be our first model that we're calling XRT Pro. And basically, it has unique appearance items all around in the exterior as well as the interior. But the main difference on the pro aspect of it is we're adding capability. We're adding off-road capability. We're adding certain things like it has an electronic rear limited slip differential for the off-road, you know, for the off-road enthusiasts. It also has front and rear tow recovery hooks in case you get stuck out there, right? And so there's also a 25 millimeter height and kind of lift on the vehicle. You also have increased approach and departure angles as well with this XRT.
Mm-hmm. So different really, tires or?
I'm sorry, yes, it does have different tires. It's got 18 inch wheels. It's got a larger overall diameter on the all-terrain tires. And so basically it just gives that extra height.
Yeah, you're getting a little more ground clearance, just tire height, right?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And good looking vehicle. I mean, I like the paint treatment on this thing too. Is this unique to XRT, this paint?
No, it is. You know, we have, this is what we call our earthy brass matte. So it is a matte color paint, but you can see it's a really nice kind of bronzy kind of copper tone to it. We do have it available on some of the other trims as well, but it is available on some other trims.
Yeah, yeah. What is the most exciting thing you think about the XRT? What's the big advance here with,
you know,
that vehicle?
For me, I think it's just that added capability, right? Mm-hmm. I think giving the customer the option and not having to be worried that if they're going out on a trip, they're going on a long drive, they're going camping, they're going off-roading just for pleasure or, you know, for work, that they're able to do it with this vehicle. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, certain things like the recovery hooks as well as the ELSD in the rear really give it that added capability. Mm-hmm. over some
What's
of the other
powertrain? Cars.
So the powertrain is equipped with a 3.5 liter V6 on the XRT.
V6,
and it features 5,000 pound towing.
Right.
It also has a standard OEM tow hitch as well.
So it's all-wheel drive with...
Standard all-wheel drive.
And with drive modes. Walk us through the drive
modes. Yeah, we also have, on all the Palisades, we have a terrain mode that we've added that's new, where it has mud and sand kind of modes in there to help with the traction. But in addition to that, for the XRT, we have a unique off-road mode where it kind of displays the A-Trek all-wheel drive telemetry. It also gives the pitch and roll, the differential telemetry. It also gives you a front view of the camera, so it's kind of like a ground monitoring where it gives you the front view. So if you're going off-road, you're able to see what you're going over.
Ah, yeah, I love that. Give us some idea of pricing of these. Number one, is there a front-wheel drive Palisade to begin with as an entry level, and then
walk
us through that?
Yeah, we do have a series of trim levels similar to the last to the current Palisade. We have an SE trim level, SEL, SEL Premium, XRT Limited, and Calligraphy. And then as you go into the hybrid, you also have, it starts off as a blue SEL trim and there's a limited Calligraphy, but content between the ICE and the hybrid are the same.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, they're both available with a front wheel and an all wheel drive option.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So, pretty comprehensive.
Yeah.
And starting price and kind of walk?
No,
we're not even there.
We're literally in those conversations right now as we speak, and we have absolutely no idea where we're
going. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that there's a negotiation between your company here in the United States and your Korean company.
Yes, and a lot of internal as well.
Yeah.
That does happen. But yes, we're right in the middle of this. You know, we're going to be revealing this at New York Auto Show next month.
Yeah.
But you know, the vehicle for the gasoline version is going to be available kind of late summer.
Okay.
And then late fall for the hybrid will be a few months after that.
All right. And 2026 model year.
2026 model year.
All right. Well, Melvin Batista, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it. And that was Melvin Batista, a product planner at Hyundai, an expert on the all-new 2026 Hyundai Palisade SUV. Pretty cool vehicle. And Chris, what are your thoughts about Hyundai, its SUV lineup? They're very heavy into SUVs these days.
They are. And the Palisade specifically, though, is one of my favorites in the market. And that with the Kia Telluride, I mean, I think they... So the price is a little bit higher than it was when it debuted, but I think it's still such a fantastic value. It's got the interior space, the features, and the changes they've made for 2026 looks like they're in the right direction, so I can't wait to drive it.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, they brought a lot of stuff that I think they've used in the Genesis luxury lineup up till now, and they brought that into the Palisade, and I think that is a really smart move. I'm loving to see that, and certainly it's a vehicle that if I were looking for a three-row family vehicle, I mean, the Palisade would be right toward the top of my list. I think it's a very cool vehicle.
Yeah, and the new hybrid variant looks great, too. They're promising, 619 miles of driving range out of the vehicle, and I guess it shouldn't be so surprising to see a new off-road light variant, the XRT, like they did with some of the Kia models.
Yeah, I mean, this looks really good, and the XRT is very cool. It was the backdrop for our interview. Well, when we come back, it will be a listener question time. So we're excited about that. So stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with co-host Chris Teagan and Jackie Redmond back with you. It is listener question time, but before we get to the question, I'd like to pay tribute to our family dog, Austin, who passed on earlier this week after being with us for 17 years. We love him and miss him, and tough to go on, but we will do so. We love to get your questions and comments, so please send them to editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. If you want to send a dog photo, we'd love to see it, too, because we love dogs. Here is a question for Chris, and maybe I'll dive into it, too. My check engine light just came on. This is from Bill in Pueblo, Colorado. My check engine light just came on. Should I panic? I like that last part.
Oh, no, don't panic. Please don't. When you realize that some people drive for like years with their check engine light on, I think that you're probably okay for at least the short term, but that doesn't mean you can ignore it. I will say this. The check engine light can mean anything from like a loose gas cap to like a timing chain failure in your engine. And so there's so many things that it could be that, you know, even if the car seems to be driving fine, try to schedule an appointment to get it checked out. They'll plug it into your OBD, plug a computer into your car, and they'll have an idea of what's going on pretty quickly. Alternately, if you have those devices at home, you can do that too. But just don't ignore it, even if it doesn't feel like a big deal.
That is perfect advice, Chris. I couldn't add much more to it. You can get one of those devices. I have one. You can get it for about $30 or something
like that. Yeah, that's
what
I paid for mine.
and really have a good idea what's going on with your car. So look for that. Don't panic, but don't ignore it either. I think that's the summation there. That wraps up our show for this week. My new crime novel, Only One Thing Stays the Same, is now available in both ebook and paperback form at Amazon, so look for it there. If you like our show, please pass it on. Listen on this radio station each week and let your friends know where you hear America on the Road. And of course, it is available as a podcast in various places, right, Chris?
That is absolutely right. A quick Google search for the America on the Road podcast will bring us to you on all the major platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the rest. Like us, download us, leave us a review. All of those things help us out, and you can take us with you wherever you go.
We would love that. We'd love to be wherever you go mostly, and we do have YouTube and Rumble channels, so you can see what we look like, too. This week, maybe not so great, but better days are ahead. Our thanks to our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying America on the Road. Most of all, thanks to you for listening. We hope you will continue to tune in throughout the entire year to America on the Road and join us again next time for the next edition of America on the Road.